Listen to these words that come to us from Luke. Prepare your hearts and minds again for the reading. God, through power of your Holy Spirit, open us to your word so that we would hear what you would say to us today. Through Jesus Christ, who invites us to welcome him in, even before we are ready or worthy. Amen. The reading today comes from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 18th verse. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Power of faith. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. That's the NIV. King James says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then the New Living Translation says, no matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belongs to Christ. This is one of my favorites, the Amplified. Thank God. In everything, no matter what the circumstances may be thankful and give thanks. For this is the will of God for you who are in Jesus Christ, the revealer and the mediator of that will. That's a tall order. Paul is giving us a tall order to live by. In everything, you give thanks. I wonder if we have ever paused and kind of filter that through our lives, through our beliefs. He's not saying in some things give thanks. He's not saying maybe this thing will give some thanks because it's good. He's saying in everything, when you look at the tense of the world, it means continuously give thanks in everything. And if we are to be honest with ourselves, that's not an easy thing to do. Because when life troubles come at you, you don't have to give thanks for the troubles. But he's saying you give thanks for the suffering too. You can't pass off what the truth, pick and choose what to give thanks for. It's everything that you experience in life, you give thanks. He's calling us to pause and give thanks. Bless her heart, but my little godmother used to say, thank you, Lord, for the suffering. Thank you for these trials. And I'm like, Ma, are you crazy? Why can you be thanking God? We see what you just went through. How can you be thanking God for that? I'm beginning to realize reading, sitting this one verse for a couple days now, maybe a couple weeks, because I knew I was coming to it. It makes sense. Because when we can give thanks in that God, Paul told us why to, because of what we have in Jesus Christ. Because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Because God is the creator and the originator of all things in our life. And he can use everything that comes in our life for his glory. We pause and give thanks. But it's a matter of our faith. Here, Paul is talking to the young Christians in Thessalonia, encouraging them what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. But it is a faith thing, giving them faith in everything that it will come across. And Paul is not telling them something he has not experienced. Because Paul have experienced some hardships, persecution, imprisonment. And in all of that, because of Jesus Christ, his love for Christ and what Christ has done for him through the blood, his blood and on the cross, he can still say, thank you. He's inviting us in that space too. Because God knows we will go through stuff. We have gone through some stuff. We have gone through broken relationships. We have gone through abuse. We have gone through storms, literally. And otherwise. But what remains steadfast in that is God, his faithfulness. When we can pause and give thanks, it becomes a form of worship. Our thanksgiving is worship. Because we're remembering who God is. We're remembering the same God that can part the Red Sea and make mountains of water so people can walk through and be delivered and say, it's the same God right now standing next to me in this mess, this thing that I'm going through. We can remember that the same God that was with David when his family is chasing after him, and he can still, I still will bless and praise him, for my mouth is still with us. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, cross generation, is still with us. And if we can remember who this God is in our life, we can, yes, say thank you, God, when things are not going our way. We serve a suffering Christ. And he comes with that promise, I will not leave you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. The same words he gives to Joseph when God gives to Joseph when he's taking over. Do not be discouraged or dismayed. I am with you. The same word God is telling us today. And in that we can give thanks for his faithfulness. We give thanks in spite of what our situation looks like.
That's right.
It's not easy. That takes someone grounded in their relationship with God. Takes someone whose faith, our faith will always not be there, but we can always ask for increase of faith. Amen? That's the God and the grace in thanksgiving. When you look at the root word for the Greek word for thanks, give thanks, it comes out of what we very similar to what we call Eucharist right now. Eucharteos. We get Eucharist out of it, which also means give thanks. And in that, we still another root word comes out of it, this Makaris, which we often say as grace, but it means thanksgiving. Our thanksgiving is God's grace moving in and through us. Grace that we talk about over and over that comes to us whether or not we want it. It's the prevening grace, the justifying grace, the sanctifying grace coming at us all the time. And we can say, thank you, God, for not forsaking me. Thank you, God, for sitting in this with me. We always say, yes, we know God's presence with me. But do we really know? That comes from a trust. And that trust comes and driven by faith. That faith is initiated and fueled by the Holy Spirit that indwells in us. That's the gift that keeps on giving. That's the thing that fuels us so we can get up and say, yes, thank you for this suffering. Like my godmother will say, because we have the Spirit in us, comforting us. We can feel his presence. We can hear his voice in the stillness of our hearts. That's the power of thanksgiving. Amen? That's the power of thanksgiving. I'm hoping that in the next couple of days, when we talk about this power in thanksgiving, we somehow we lead to praise and thankfulness of the very object of our faith, Jesus Christ. Because when we as believers practice thanks to God, it sometimes becomes something that we can't explain in our souls. There's no words for it. At times. But guess what? We get to live in its blessings. This is a way of life. You could say that our thanksgiving leads to thanks living. You hear that? To thanks living. That's the transformation. It is a new way for us to live in our faith, live out our faith, to become transgiving living, thanks living, rather. I think Ruth Graham once said that about it's not about giving thanks for everything, but giving thanks in everything. And that proposition makes all the difference. In everything, we give thanks, and that's hard living. That's hard living, but that's the command this is given to us as followers of Jesus Christ. Speaking of Ruth Graham, she has said this was a story that she found herself occasionally torn apart by worry. One night, while abroad, she woke suddenly in the middle of the night worrying about her son. A current of worry surged through her like an electric shock. She lay in bed and tried to pray. The suffering was galloping in anxiety. One fear piling up on another, they said. She looked at the clock and it was around 3 o'clock. I know something about that 3 o'clock hour. She was exhausted, yet she knew she was not able to go back to sleep. And suddenly the Lord seems to say to her, quit studying the problems and start studying the promises. Ouch. Ouch. quit studying the problems and start studying the promises. Didn't God promise to be with you? I've said, didn't God promise that tomorrow you can find joy? Didn't God promise that though there's trial and tribulation, I'm going to be with you? Didn't God promise that through the valleys, I'm going to go through them with you, not leave you on the other side? Didn't God promise you that? Didn't God promise you I'll give you faith that you can't even understand? But sometimes we're in that thing. We forget all about God. We forget about the character of God. We forgot about his promises. We forgot about the fact that he gave us his only begotten son, not born, but was begotten. So you and I can have hope for eternal life. We forget. Paul is asking us something really hard, yes, but it is not impossible, but it is impossible. We're not in our natural, we can achieve it, but in the superhuman natural, him, H-I-M, possible. We're not doing it alone. That's the promise. Promise then and the promise now. The Alpha and Omega still with us. Amen. It's a very simple message today. Very simple as we go into this season of Thanksgiving. It's all about the details. Details, and it's very important. Not for, but in everything you give thanks. The Apostle Paul wrote, in everything give thanks, but that doesn't mean we have to be thankful for everything. We need not be thankful for the bad choices someone makes, but we can be thankful in the circumstances because the Lord can use the results for difficulties for his good. Y'all should be picturing Romans 8:28 in your mind right now. Because with all things, God can use it for those who love him for his glory. In the letter of Philippians, it describes the idea, this particular idea that Paul was imprisoned with Onesimus, a runaway slave, and he certainly did not have to give thanks for this bad situation he was in. Yet in this letter, it's full of gratitude because he knew God was using it for good. The slave that he was imprisoned with eventually become a follower of Jesus Christ. Paul used this space to minister to him. Knowing that God can use all things for good is more important reason, is enough reason to give thanks for everything. Giving thanks in the difficult circumstances is in the small details that makes a big difference in our lives. God did not promise us to keep us from life's storms, but he will keep you through them. We can attest to that recently. This is every time you talk about gratitude and, you know, how God can use situations for his glory. One story always come up is the story of Corey Ten Boom, who was an inspiration and challenge to thousands of people after World War II. Hearts were stirred and lives changed, as she told with very simplicity about God's sufficiency that meets her needs, their needs in the time they were prisoners in a Nazi concentration camp. Not only was the camp filthy, but there were fleas everywhere. Corey's sister, Betsy, who was also in prison with her, insisted that 1 Thessalonians 5:18 was God's will for them. In everything, give thanks, she would tell her sister. But giving thanks in a flea-infested place seemed unrealistic to Corey until she realized the guards didn't come to their banks to clean up, but so they could continue praying. They wouldn't come in to stop them to pray and worship. They wanted to avoid the fleas, so they didn't come in there. So they had the freedom to worship and sing their songs. It just somehow seems unrealistic to Corey at first that fleas were the agents of God's grace, much less something to be thankful for. So what fleas are in our lives? They aren't always big difficulties, but they're probably petty annoyances in our lives. There are the little trials from which we can't escape. Is it possible that they're one of the ways, this is one of the ways God teaches us spiritual lessons and help us to increase his endurance? Some of those little annoying fleas in our lives. Friends, God uses these lessons to increase our endurance, as this poem by Crandomir suggests. For all the heartaches and tears, the gloomy days and fruitful years, I give thanks, for now I know these are the little things that help me to grow. Romans 8:28 is a promise from God that the circumstances will work for our good when we love God and are in his will. God did not promise, however, that we would like everything to happen to us, nor would everything will feel good. When we are tempted to grumble, perhaps we should remember Corey's 10 booms and the fleas and just give thanks. When we pause to think, my friends, we will find cause for thanks. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we do thank you for every trial, every challenge, and difficulty, because we know without a doubt you are behind the scenes working things out for our good. So help us, dear Lord. Help us to see your hand in everything. In Jesus' name, we pray now and always. Amen.